A stinging protest today against Walt Disney Company chief Michael Eisner. 43% of Disney shareholders withheld support for Eisner's reappointment as chairman, according to preliminary results from the company's annual meeting. The vote constitutes the strongest rebuke of his career at Disney. We're joined now by NPR's Kim Masters, who was at today's meeting in Philadelphia. Kim, what does this big no-confidence vote against Michael Eisner mean? Does it mean that he's out?
Well, he's not going to be out right away. He was running unopposed, and unless, I suppose, absolutely no one voted for him, he gets to keep the job for now. But I don't think, I haven't come across anybody who's even seen a precedent for a vote like this. I mean, in the early going, Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, the dissident former board members, were speculating that they might get 10 to 20%. Then it seemed like it might go over 30%. No one expected 43%. That's just a shocking number.
Well, where does this dispute go from here? What happens next?
Well, it's a good question. You know, at the meeting today, a shareholder stood up. He said, "My family has worked for Disney for several generations. Mr. Eisner, do the right thing. You should resign." And Michael Eisner said, "I am also a shareholder, as are my children, my sister, my cousins, and I think doing the right thing is presenting to you the kind of management we presented today." So he's not blinking. Now, of course, what they will do is the big question. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea that they would do nothing just seems to defy common sense.
Take us back a little bit earlier in this movie here, Kim. How did this shareholder revolt against Eisner actually gain so much momentum that 43% of the shareholders would vote against him?
Well, the stock has been in something of a long swoon. It had a little improvement recently. Obviously, that was not enough to placate the shareholders. I think Michael Eisner completely miscalculated in pushing Roy Disney off the board. You saw it today. Thousands of individual shareholders who are a big force at Disney, who really rally behind the Disney name and that face that Roy has, which bears such a striking resemblance to his Uncle Walt. I think that was the first big mistake. They started this campaign. Soon after that, Michael Eisner's relationship ended with Pixar, the animation powerhouse that has supplied Disney with major, major hits in the recent years, while Disney Animation has not done well with the stuff they've done on their own. And then finally, Comcast jumped in with a hostile bid, all of which creates a feeling of tremendous instability and a feeling that there has to be a change.
And this was palpable at today's shareholder meeting in Philadelphia?
Absolutely. I mean, I actually had a moment of compassion. Michael Eisner had to stand there when Roy Disney came up on stage as an outgoing board member. This crowd stood and cheered and gave him a standing ovation as Eisner stood there, and it was obvious what that meant. That was a no vote for Michael Eisner.
That's quite a dramatic. These are simply small shareholders, or are they mostly employees who came by stock by virtue of being employees?
Many of these people got up and said, "I have one or two or three shares." These are people who have a deeply emotional. They don't watch the stock day to day so much. They want the magic. They kept talking today about, "We need the magic back. Bring back the magic." And I have to say, I noticed some of the so-called cast members in their blue shirts lined up against the wall, also joining in for that applause for Roy Disney.
Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quite a drama. NPR's Kim Masters speaking to us.